Welcome to the AgPro Podcast. I'm Margie Eckelkamp. In an interview with Tim Cobb, a professional farm manager, he summed up his profession as, "Our business is caring for the dirt." Join in on a recent conversation we shared, and he shares his thoughts on the future of farm management and using technology, particularly as a communication tool. And welcome to the AgPro Podcast, where we're having a discussion with Tim Cobb of Hatley Cobb Farm Management, a previous Farm Manager of the Year awardee. Tim, how are you doing today?
Doing very well, Margie. Thanks so much for having me on.
Absolutely. So your guys' farm management firm, you are predominantly in Washington State, but also in Oregon and Idaho. How's your fall season shaping up in the Pacific Northwest?
You know, the fall season is going well. We had some early kind of erratic weather. We saw some snow in September, which hadn't happened for the past 100 years. And so we've had some ups and downs, but the seeding went well. Mostly predominantly winter wheat up in this area for dry crops and barley. And most of that, as far as spring crops as well, everything kind of got wrapped up good on harvest, and we're back in the ground, so we're excited about that.
Excellent. So you entered Hatley Cobb in 2011. Tell me a little bit about the farm management firm today.
Yeah, so at the time I entered, it was actually called Sharp and Hatley. My predecessors, both John Sharp and Alan Hatley, this business is roughly 25 years old, headed towards 30, and I entered as an employee. I entered as an individual who wanted to work into farm management. We had initial talks about succession as I came on board, and as I was onboarded, we worked on technology. When I got here, as you can imagine, there was some things that needed some updates and some things that needed to be brought to the forefront, and both my predecessors knew that, and we've made some exciting changes in our firm. As John Sharp headed towards retirement, I purchased his shares, and Alan Hatley has also headed towards retirement, and this past January I bought the balance of the business. And so it's a farmland management firm that is progressive, and yes, we are predominantly in the Pacific Northwest.
You mentioned the use of technology. Could you give us some examples how you're really putting technology to use today?
You know, technology is a few things for us. First and foremost, it's a communication tool. We're utilizing technology in communication, as everyone is. And at the time, 2011, things were just kind of speeding towards, everybody holding a smartphone, although at that time, not everybody had one. And we've utilized technology as it's scaled over the past nearly 10 years to manage farms, in a more transparent way. We utilize technology to ensure that our clients have their information quicker. We utilize technology to ensure that they have a good record. I have a better phone on my iPad or a better camera on my iPad or on my phone than I ever had in my closet, right? And I'm able to snap a shot and give an update to an owner very quickly as to how their farm property is doing.
Yeah, and since you entered the industry, what have been some of the biggest changes that you've experienced in the career and in your professional growth?
You know, when I think about changes, I just think about the client experience. I think about, previously there would be, one or two times that we might speak to a client during the year, whether that's during the springtime and harvest as we're working to take care of their crop and then also, get them their distributions and things like that. But I guess the biggest change I've seen is the speed at which those things happen. We're watching in farmland right now, it's kind of a transition. It seems like a transitionary period where we we're just watching some of these owners get older and pass these things down, or get to the age where they're starting to transition. My farm tenants, there is a very large amount of farm tenants that I have that I work with that take care of the farms that we manage, who are looking to the next 3 to 5 years to be in full transition in their life. And so I think I see that as a great opportunity, as well as maybe some challenges that we're going to see coming forward as we try to fill those slots and keep that land productive.
The transition you're speaking to, do you think that's the biggest trend today in farm management, or is there another?
You know, I appreciate that. I think it's going to become a bigger trend. While I also see our technology and our ability to really showcase what we do as a viable opportunity for people is a trend in our industry. I also see it in our industry. I obviously am you know, nearly 10 years into this succession plan here in this business with John and Allen, and there is a whole lot of farm managers that are kind of the same age as them, and they're starting, and appraisers as well, as far as that goes, appraisers as well, and real estate folks, and I think there's going to be some shift. We have lots of young folks that are entering into the business, and it's exciting because that energy that we can feel from them and their thought processes being somewhat different are good for our industry for sure.
In talking about that opportunity available in farm management, is there perhaps a misconception about the industry that you would want to dispel or shine a light on some energy and opportunity in farm management?
Yeah, you know, I appreciate that. You know, any misconception that I would normally revolves around responsibility, affordability, and liability. I could just say those three things. You know, the misconceptions that I see when someone comes in and actually listens to what we offer as farmland managers and appraisers, they just, first and foremost, they're just unsure. They're unsure what they're actually going to get for their fee that we may charge or what actually is going to happen. And yet, you know, as we start with them and as we show them our fiscal responsibility as we take care of not only their, you know, their money, which is oftentimes less important than their land. And, you know, our business is really a business of caring for the dirt. And we work hard. We all work hard to ensure that that's affordable and that is an option for people rather than selling their land or removing that asset from their legacy. Farm families are some of the best families that you'll ever come across. They either lived through the farming days or they heard about the farming days and still honor them years and years afterwards. I speak with, we manage for some folks that we've managed, Allen has managed through two generations and I'm with the third generation and still they all bend back and want to know how the farm's doing, what's going on with the farm. And we're able to provide that service. We're able to provide that farm kid energy to them so that they can have that connection and keep that connection alive.
No, excellent. So as we said, you're a previous Farm Manager of the Year awardee as well. I know you're currently involved in the Washington State ASFMRA chapter. How do you describe the professionalism of the industry?
You know, when I think about the professionalism, I can't help but just take a look across our chapter meetings and see the men and women who are fully engaged. They are fully engaged and fully committed to what they do. This is an industry that I can see myself being in for really the rest of my working years. I came to this industry in my early 30s and can see myself here for the rest of my time, mainly due to the people and the professionalism that they carry. They all are trying to do the very best that they can. Many of them come from a direct farming background or from some sort of touch with farming, and so that lends to them not only experience, but that also lends to them a real sense of how long things take sometimes to change in an industry in a market, in everything that they're doing. I would say that professionalism across the members of the ASFMRA, as well as those that participate in this industry, is second to none. And I feel not only honored to be involved in my local chapter, but also involved in the national education committees and the things that they've asked me to do. It is a good opportunity.
Tim, thank you so much for sharing this conversation with our audience today. If folks have any follow-up questions or want to learn more, what's the best way for them to find you, either online or social media?
The best way to find us, you can, of course, link in with me on LinkedIn. That is an easy one, and that's just Tim Cobb up in the Pacific Northwest, or our website, Hatley Cobb, HatleyCobb.com, will lead you to a way to get a hold of us. And you're always welcome if you have questions about the business, questions about farmland management, questions about how to participate or how to become a member of the ASFMRA, if that's something that you're looking into. That those are the best ways to catch up with me.
Well, Tim, thank you so much for joining us on the AgPro podcast.
You bet. Thanks so much, Margie.
That concludes our conversation with Tim, and thank you for listening. Please connect with us on Twitter at AgProfessional. We welcome all ideas for future interviews and subjects.